in 10 people.
Fresno Deputy Police Chief Michael Reed. 8 witnesses are scheduled to testify at open impeachment hearings this week. Utah Republican Chris Stewart says, based on what we've heard so far,
I don't think the evidence is building at all. And I'm being sincere in this. I think the evidence is crumbling.
New York Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney.
The president of the United States used taxpayer-funded military assistance to pressure a foreign leader to help him in his reelection campaign. That is solicitation of a bribe. And that is an impeachable offense listed in the Constitution.
They were both on ABC's This Week. The hearings are tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello again.
It's Monday morning.
How do you feel?
I'm really fired up to be here.
You don't sound like it.
Well, I am.
It sounds like you are.
Is that sarcasm?
Yes, it is actually.
Oh.
I think it's too early for that.
Well, let's get back to work, shall we?
Yeah, no.
Too early for you?
I think we covered this.
That's not that early.
You're just being lazy!
Thanks for the pep talk.
So without further ado, please enjoy our show.
At a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock, among the things you have to look forward to this hour, Random Facts with Jay Scott, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz, and the gloomiest places in America.
Oh?
Yeah. We'll find out where we rank on that list. But first,
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Well, there's some dense fog in spots this morning. It's not widespread. Right now, Danley Field has a visibility 2.5 miles. Let's see. Prattville's not reporting. Wow, I wonder what happened to Prattville.
I mean, I can report.
That could be the big story. Do you have visibility? No, you don't have visibility.
No, I don't have visibility, no.
Maxwell Air Force Base is 35. What is your temperature in Prattville?
Oh, I just closed it. Hang on.
It was 32 in Prattville.
Right now it's 38.
Okay, 38 in Prattville right now. So it's a chilly morning. Not quite as warm today. High temperature still up around 63. That's about 5 degrees shy of yesterday's high of 68. Some clouds around from time to time. Tonight's low 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. I love the words warming trend. High around 67. We'll be in the low 70s Wednesday, low to mid 70s Thursday and Friday. A nice week ahead. And storm free and maybe a few showers by late Friday into Saturday as a cold front approaches the state. Right now this morning, as I mentioned, 38 degrees, 703.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, on this gloomy city list, they only did the top 50 towns, so we did not make that list, but Birmingham did.
Hmm.
And it's based on the percentage of cloud cover, average hours of daylight.
Really?
And the total number of rainy days.
Is that right?
And Birmingham was kind of in the middle. Not anywhere close to being the gloomiest, but...
Jay, you can imagine who was number one in the gloomy category.
Seattle!
Yeah.
Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue. Yeah.
Seattle came up with a gloom score of 90. By comparison, Birmingham had a gloom score with all those factors considered of 47.
I love it. Cleveland, Elyria, Ohio... is in the top
Chicago,
five.
Chicago made it. Columbus. Some of those places even look gloomy on a sunny day.
All right.
Like Dearborn, Michigan, Buffalo. I don't know.
Buffalo. All I think about is snow and then...
More snow.
Then dirty snow. Did you ever see dirty... Did you used to hate dirty snow? Grimy snow?
Take about 24 hours for a beautiful, pristine snowfall to turn into a... gray and black,
yeah.
Slushy pile of guck.
Yeah,
that was...
snow sucks.
I'm glad we don't need snow tires. Well, maybe once every 10 years, we might need a snow tire here and there. Speaking of tires and speaking of cars, I've been in communication with Tip Tames at Jack Ingram. They've got some new Rogue inventory coming in this week, and I'll be over there taking a look. In the meantime, if you're shopping for an extra car for the family or for a new driver, wow, there's a new option on the under 10,000 list. Hyundai Veracruz Limited, under $9,000. Look at that car. It's in unbelievably great condition. This is what'll blow you away when you see these cars. Now, just because it looks good doesn't mean they sell it. When I was at Tip's office last weekend, not this most recent one, but the weekend before, he had brought in a trade. It was, I think, a 2010 or 11 Volkswagen Jetta. And he was looking forward to the car as a possibility for their certified pre-owned lot. But they pulled up the Carfax on it, and as good as the car looked, and it was kind of almost hard to believe, but it had been through two major wrecks and had undergone extensive body repairs. That's a car they will not resell. They just don't want to take the chance. They got a Land Rover in this category. That's under eight. A 2007 Chevy Tahoe. That's under eight. And a nice van, the Chrysler Pacifica Touring Van, $6,400. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, if you have credit issues, hesitate not to go there, because they've got programs, over 22 of them. So whatever credit category you fall in, they'll be able to get you done and into something really nice. Not just decent, but good. At Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. Traffic, news, and then today's edition of Random Facts, followed by the Pop Quiz.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have two accidents that are working right now. Perry Hill Road at the Atlanta Highway. If you are inbound to downtown on Atlanta Highway, it's going to be right in front of the old Rite Aid there at the intersection. There is an injury involved with that one. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Also on the lower Wetumpka Road at the Alabama River Parkway, we have an accident there. Use caution this morning. Drive carefully. We're seeing a lot of traffic on I-85 and 65. We're busy everywhere, but we have no other accidents to tell you about at this time. Use caution. Drive carefully. And remember, if you're looking for a new career, scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The group Texas Equisearch is now back in Alabama to help with the search for missing teen Anaya Blanchard. Blanchard has been missing since October 24th. 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was arrested in Escambia County, Florida, in connection with her disappearance. The trial for the Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016 begins today. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark earlier this year. And Governor Kay Ivey has named J.C. Love III as the new Montgomery County probate judge. The probate judge seat became vacant when Stephen Reed stepped down to run for and later win the Montgomery mayor's race. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you feeding a large crowd on a budget this Thanksgiving? U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has you covered. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. U.S. Foods Market Store can even outfit your kitchen, from pots and pans all the way to paper goods and utensils. Come by and visit the familiar, friendly faces at U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On November 18th, 1968, the world welcomed little baby Owen Wilson.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Is that baby saying wow?
Wow!
Owen Wilson, a wow is born.
And now,
we'll be owing somebody a Food Outlet gift certificate after
random.
Hey!
That's good. That's good. That was tight.
Thanks, boys.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Did you know Jon Snow? This is not the character that we're going to jump to.
Is there another one?
There is another one. A guy by the name of Jon Snow. He is the he's the guy who found the cause of cholera during the height of an epidemic. Now, the way he proved his findings was by halting an entire outbreak through one single action. He removed the infected water pump handle.
Wow.
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 Water pump handle.
Yeah, that was the one that was infected, and that's how he proved that, hey, that's the cause of cholera during the height of an epidemic.
Speaking of cholera.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. That reminds me.
I was just upstairs. Walked past the men's. It smells like hay. Like a big
pile of hay?
Old.
Wet.
Rotten. Hey.
Huh.
Okay, somebody's changed diet down there.
Like a barnyard or something.
Somebody's changed the diet down there, yeah. Did you know an American man who made a fortune off the newly invented typewriter built a mansion on Carlton Island in New York State in 1895? After the property was built, he spent one night in it and then died of a heart attack.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The mansion has now been empty for almost 100 years, yet it still stands.
Oh, man.
Although barely, apparently, as it says, just barely stands as from what it looks like. Did you know Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, he visited a dying fan in the hospital and answered every single question the fan had as Luke Skywalker, because at the time, the fan could not tell reality from fiction anymore. The boy's short-term memory was at times fleeting, and Mark spoke to John simply and directly and with utter dignity. John would ask the same question 3 times in a row, and Mark would answer the same way every single time.
That's cool that he showed up and did that.
Yeah. Did you know in the aftermath of Katrina, Mexico deployed 184 personnel to aid relief, including handing out 100,000-plus meals and supplies. This was the first flagged and uniformed deployment of Mexican military personnel in the United States in 150 years.
Right. I'm thinking since the Spanish-American War. Wow.
Did you know there is no known gas station explosions that are attributed to cell phone usage? You know, they say don't bring out your cell phones around the gas station.
And I've always been worried about that.
Yeah. There's no known explosions that are attributed to that. And the evidence that it's even possible is completely unfounded.
Well, that's just like they tell you to turn your cell phone off on the plane. And now they're saying, probably okay. What about leaving your car on during while you're getting gas? They always tell you to turn your car off.
I don't
off.
Do that. That seems a little
tricky. Yeah, I turned it off
tricky,
always,
you know?
But they say it could spark.
Well, yeah.
It could lead to a spark, yeah.
I mean, it's a running vehicle.
Right.
There's a number of things that could happen leaving your car and running while you're getting gas.
Right.
I don't know. Don't do that. Do you know how many kills it takes to become a serial killer?
How many what? Kills?
The minimum amount of kills to be called a serial killer.
3.
That is it. 3.
Oh, okay. So if you're 2, you're still a wannabe?
You didn't quite make the cut.
Oh, jeez.
I was in 2.
I just had 2.
It's a phase. He'll get out. Oh, 3. Serial killer.
Someday.
Yeah. No, actually, what is the whole thing? Like, if you do... No, if you're an assassin, you get you get 3 names.
Right.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right, exactly.
John Parker Wilson. No. No, that's right. He was a quarterback.
How about John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt? Wasn't he one of them too?
And who was it that shot John Lennon?
Mark David Chapman.
Exactly. It's the 3.
Isn't that weird? I mean, nobody ever called him that his whole life until he did that.
Yeah. Did you know of the worst cyber attack in U.S. military history? It was called Buckshot Yankee. In 2008, a Department of Defense employee found a USB drive in the parking lot of the DOD, and he decided to plug it into his computer. It took 14 months to purge all of that from the DOD network. Jeez. You don't go sticking random USBs into your PC.
All right.
It's
so when he did that, what, on his own computer?
Mm-hmm. At work. He did it on his work computer.
On his work computer.
Yeah, I mean, it's his own computer, but it was at work. It was in the network.
So it got all downloaded into the Pentagon system?
Into the Department of Defense, yes. And they had to purge it. It's that one time, you remember not too long ago, one of our sales reps here opened up an email that they shouldn't have opened. Not because it was dirty or anything. They just opened up an unknown email.
No, I'm the one that does that.
Mess this up in the building?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the one that does that. I make sure there's a nice Christian person in the room with me so that if I open
an uncertain
email.
I heard that story.
The most, well, there's been a couple, but one of the more
mortifying moments.
That's the one I wanted, mortifying moments in my time here.
Yeah.
Well, sure. You accidentally click on something and, oh my gosh.
No, this was one where they held it for ransom. We had to pay a ransomware or whatever it was.
One of those, dude?
Yeah, one of those. Back when that was going around.
Oh, man.
Did we actually pay?
I don't remember how we got it fixed, but it was bad. And, that person has been under scrutiny of like, don't you open those emails. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the oldest genetic proof of malaria. It's disease week. On Random Facts.
Hey, from cholera to malaria. We got you covered.
Right. Serial killers. We'll talk about the British television series Doctor Who, if you're familiar with that. Also, a little bit of information on Isaac Newton. And we'll also talk about a television show in Belarus.
Oh, yeah.
That famous Belarus television show.
Yeah. Do you have that on Roku, Belarus TV?
No, I don't. But we'll put it on Greg's.
Oh, boy. I can hardly wait for whatever day it is I'm going to end up Roku'd.
We can put Al Jazeera News on
your You Roku. Can watch Ariel Belarus.
Sorry, go about your business.
No, I have to do a commercial now, and I always do my best commercials when I can't talk because I'm smiling.
Hello, everybody.
What's better than a $25 gift certificate to Baumhauer's Victory Grill? How about a $30 gift certificate? Because if you... buy a 25, they'll bonus you 5 on a bonus card. So that's for every 25 bucks in gift card. You know, when you want to just put something in an envelope and say thank you, you can't go wrong giving them a Baumhauer's card because there's something for everybody on the menu there. It's a lot more than, I mean, yes, they have maybe more wing choices than anybody on the planet, including the new buffalo chicken sandwich. That is a half pound of fried chicken breast covered in the signature buffalo sauce with a side of their scratch-made buttermilk ranch and curly Q fries. Did you know that their ranch dressing was handmade, homemade?
Oh, wow.
All the recipes are original, too, and most of them come from the family cookbook, from Nana's chicken salad, which is really good with a little side of fruit. And don't forget, with party season coming, Baumhauer's does cater. Perfect for your holiday office party or family get-together. So spare yourself the work and still serve the best. Talk to Baumhauer's or go to Baumhauer's.com for more catering information. Part 2 of Random Facts next. It is 7:20.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We could have a couple of accidents still working. Atlanta Highway at Perry Hill Road. There was an injury involved in that one. That's going to be right in front of the Rite Aid and in your lane if you're headed inbound to downtown. Also, Lower Wetumpka Road at the Alabama River Parkway. Hopefully that one is out of the way, but use caution there. We are seeing some spots of congestion on I-85 and 65. We're beginning to fill up there. Also, Taylor Road, Northeastern Boulevard, and Federal Drive at the Atlanta Highway. Use caution. School zones are in effect for a little while longer this morning. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville has everything for the holidays. Shop Cuts by Us, Sally Beauty, Bath and Body Works, Professionnel and Spa, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Rents has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, here's the second half of
Random Facts.
He really got that down now.
Simple and very...
He really knows, like, when it's going to hit. He knows when he hits that button.
How long it is. He's got the rhythm.
Yeah, he really does.
It would be so easy to fake, but I can't do that. I don't fake my convoluted interest of random facts.
Most men can't.
I love it.
Yeah. There's a Leslie Nielsen line somewhere in there.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way,
I'm faking it.
Yeah.
Did you know the oldest genetic proof of malaria was found in King Tut's body? Yeah. He had more than one strain of malaria, indicating that he had multiple infections throughout his life. The strains that he had belonged to the most deadly form of the disease.
It's pretty wild. I mean, if you're going to get malaria, at least, hey, I may have malaria, but I got it from King Tut. Can you claim? You know?
Well, think about where you get malaria from, mostly mosquitoes, that sort of thing. And so they were living on the Nile, which was, you know, water and dry and hot and, you know, that sort of thing. Sure, the mosquitoes were around there. And
very interesting that the guy we know most of in Egypt is really a little known kind of a just a footnote in Egypt's history.
Yeah.
Compared to the others, yes. Yeah.
You could call him the convoluted king.
Heck, you could.
Did you know Doctor Who, which is a BBC show that's been around for God? Well, I can tell you how long it's been around because
I don't watch that. I watch Doctor
Who. Doctor Why? Or Doctor Who, Steely Dan. Did you know the premiere episode of Doctor Who was preempted for 5 minutes by the just breaking news that John F. Kennedy had been assassinated over in the United States?
The premiere of it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That is very ironic and interesting.
Yep.
And we're going through that Friday is the anniversary.
That's right, the 22nd. That, you're right.
Yeah. And Thanksgiving is the rerun of...
Thanksgiving, we'll do the rerun where you did that whole, like, timeline, the whole from beginning to end type thing. I say end, but you know what I'm saying.
It's one of the best shows we've ever done here.
Start to finish of that day.
Yeah.
Did you know Sir Isaac Newton? I'm pretty sure he's got a sir in front of that one, but yeah, Isaac Newton.
It's true.
At the height of his career, gave up science to run the Mint in London, where he spent the rest of his life chasing counterfeiters, and he dabbled a little bit in alchemy and mysticism. He died in 1727.
Now, this I never heard about him. Never heard.
I didn't know either. Yeah. I didn't know he ran the Mint, but that's what he did. He died in 1727 at the age of 84. 1727 to live to the age of 84.
84 is, well, to live to 47 in that age.
Good Lord.
Was
I think 47 was the lifespan in our country at the dawn of the last century.
I believe it, because of disease and everything else.
I mean, there were no antibiotics. There were no, you know, if you got something, you were lucky if it didn't kill you.
But 84, that's just amazing.
Yeah, in 1727. And finally, did you know a Belarusian television company that was associated with the government of Belarus, which I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
BTV.
They created a television show that featured four nerdy scientists living next to an attractive waitress. The name of that show was called The Theorists. But when the actors found out that their show was just an unlicensed ripoff of The Big Bang Theory, they all quit.
Oh. I thought it was a ripoff of Friends or something like that.
No, four nerdy scientists living next to an attractive woman. That's exactly what The Big Bang Theory was. So.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Four nerds living next door to an attractive waitress type thing. And then, So anyway, those are your random facts.
Well,
it is 727, and somebody's going to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question coming up in just a moment.
Oh, I have a traffic update here from the amazing Kresnack.
Go ahead.
A car is flipped over on 65 southbound.
Ooh, where?
Just a mile past Cobbs Ford Road.
Oh, boy.
Really bad. About six cars are involved.
Oh, my gosh. This is huge. All right, so if you are coming southbound out of Prattville area, that's really going to suck out.
What if we can find that? Do you think the cameras?
I'm gonna see if we can find that on the cameras. See if I can get a picture of that. So where would you go? You'd get on 31 instead?
That would be the best bet, yeah. If you're, if you've got to come into Montgomery, or that would be the best.
You guys check that out. I'm going to tell everybody about Kaiser Fine Furnishings, because there's still time to visit Kaiser, buy Weiser, go to Kaiser, and get yourself anything from a single piece to maybe you need something a little bit nicer for in the way of a Thanksgiving table or a dining room set. Whatever it is you're interested in, whatever budget you're on, stop by Kaiser and see our buddy Stella. Stella knows the inventory. It's a big building. I always say wear comfortable shoes if you're planning on browsing, because you'll do a lot of walking. But if you want a focus visit, just let Stella know what you're interested in. She can line up the choices that fit your budget. They've got up to 60% off on select items right now. And then when your choice and transaction is complete, you pay 8.25% on the sales tax instead of 10, because they're just past the Montgomery sales tax border, whatever you want to call it. So shop Weiser, buy Kaiser, and see our friend Stella, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just before you get to the Aw-Shucks Oyster Bar. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Did you find that?
Yeah. It starts right at Cobbs Ford Road, but if you look up the road there, you see everything stopped, and it's... It looks like it's pretty...
Going to be packing up,
Really packing out real quick.
Goodness. All right, so earlier in Random Facts, we talked about this. Mexico troops in the United States were deployed for the first time in over 100 years for what major event?
Ah.
What was the reason for this? Just tell me what's the thing that that caused that to happen?
All right.
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. Let's head down and visit Skipper, see what he's got on that situation. Well, apparently, not much.
Sorry. That was a good cover.
Oh, hey, yeah, you know what? It was good timing, because he just uploaded a fresh update.
All right.
Good mistake, Greg.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are starting to see a lot of cars on I-65 southbound into Montgomery from Prattville. That lag is beginning to show up at 143, where the folks from Millbrook jump on. Busy through the interchange, I-65 and 85. The boulevard is busy. 231 out of Wetumpka. There are just cars everywhere. Use caution. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time. They're cleaning up a couple from earlier, but we think those are out of the way. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated all morning long. Slow down and buckle up if you can, please. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Before we take the money call, Rich, you were just looking at the mess on 65 South out of Prattville.
Yeah, south of Cobbs Ford Road now, and already backing up to Cobbs Ford Road, and I can see the accident way off in the distance. It is just a parking lot right now. So, when you get to Cobbs Ford Road, it's you're going to be there for a long time. Southbound, going towards Montgomery.
Appreciate the update, and let's go to Richard. Richard, for today's pop quiz question answer, what you got?
Hurricane Katrina?
You are correct.
It's correct. You got it.
Yes, sir.
Very good, Richard. You won a $10 fill.
Are you a first-time caller, Richard?
No, I call in the evenings quite a bit to Greg.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
Well,
you're a first-time caller for this show.
For this show, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're glad to have you, buddy. Hold on. Great.
Hey.
And sadly, we have to say good morning to... Not because we're sad.
Right.
Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Tracy.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good.
How are you?
Hey, good. I have a question for you.
She sounds like she's annoyed by the whole Tracy thing.
She probably is. But we have a question for you here. What is the minimum number of killings to be called a serial killer? You have to have at least how many? What?
Three.
That's right.
If that had been the question, that would have been a winning answer. Very
now,
good.
One or two, unless you're an assassin, one or two does nothing for you. You got to go for three.
Yeah, you're just
get the trifecta.
You're just a wannabe.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you, Tracy. I hope you have a great day today. Enjoy some more nice weather today.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
7:33.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
There is a minor disturbance that's going to drift by the area today. I think we'll see some clouds from time to time later on today and tonight, but not a big deal. Yesterday's high was 68. Today we'll subtract about 5 degrees. We'll go to about 63 for a high temperature, but really, all in all, a good day. And boy, the week ahead, I'm excited. Tonight's low 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Warming trend, high 67. Then we'll be in the low 70s with beautiful sunshine on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday in the low to mid 70s. By the way, the normal high at this time of the year is 69, and we haven't seen normal in a long, long time. So a nice week ahead. Some spotty showers possible by, let's say, Friday evening, Friday night into Saturday as a frontal system approaches. Right now, this morning, we have 39 degrees with fog in some areas here at 7:34. Hi. You want me to talk about plumbing by Luquire? Because I will, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And at Plumbing by Luquire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. Well, for over 2 decades, they've been second to none here in the River Region. So give them a call, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. Now, I got the whole house plumbing inspection, and I'm glad I did, because now it's great peace of mind, because I've seen some sort of disasters happening up and down the street. For instance, I know there's some neighbors where the our water heaters on our street are in the attic, and some corroded pipes, and you can imagine what they came home to. Coming home from a vacation, and then you hear squish when you open the door and step on the carpet. Not good. So the whole house plumbing inspection, get them out there, have them check out all your plumbing, and then they can fix anything that could become a major problem. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
In case you missed it earlier, we were talking about box office over the weekend, and we were glad to see Midway hanging in there with another decent week. Great story. If you like something that's real life and actually happened,
yeah,
and had so many twists and turns, for it to work out. You know, that was the great thing about that movie. They didn't have to go over the top on anything. Mm-hmm. Everything in that movie actually happened, including one pilot who sank two carriers because he went back for seconds.
And even though
courage.
We had the tip-off that you know, that they were going to surprise us. We still lost 307 men, and we lost a lot of airplanes. That was.
But the Japanese did not get Midway Island, and they lost. That was going to be their staging area to invade the west coast of the United States.
Exactly, and they lost four of their six carriers in one day.
Unbelievable. American Heroes. So that's a great movie. But the one coming up this weekend, and I had not seen a trailer until last night, it turned up on one of my shows.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers with Tom Hanks. Yeah. I saw it and I said, that's Tom Hanks. I didn't see Mr. Rogers. I saw Tom Hanks.
I don't want to hear the Mr. Rogers story. Midway, yes.
But Mr. Rogers is the topic of
truth or baloney.
Ah, okay.
So that's coming up, and you'll have a chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. 7:37, we're watching a major situation on I-65. Mm-hmm. We'll have another update on that after we get to your local news and Fox Business.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Ford is taking on Tesla with an all-new electric SUV revealed over the weekend. It's the Mustang Mach-E, and Ford says it can travel up to 300 miles on a charge. The price starts at just under $44,000. It'll be available next year. Ford says buyers of the Mach-E are still eligible for a $7,500 federal tax credit. Printer company HP and Xerox apparently could still merge if the price is right. HP rejected a $33 billion takeover offer from Xerox Holdings over the weekend, saying the price was too low and involved too much debt. But HP says it's still open to exploring a potential combination with Xerox. Stocks are positioned to open in record territory today with continued optimism about progress in trade talks with China. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The trial for a Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016 begins today. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark earlier this year. The group Texas Equisearch is now back in Alabama to help with the search for missing teen Anaya Blanchard. Blanchard has been missing since October 24th. 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was arrested in Escambia County, Florida, in connection with her disappearance. And Governor Kay Ivey has named J.C. Love III as the new Montgomery County probate judge. The probate judge seat became vacant when Stephen Reed stepped down to run for and later win the Montgomery mayor's race. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586. 636-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
All right, if you're on 65 South.
Holy sh...
We're sorry. That's about the size of it at the moment. Here is the latest from Skipper, and then we're going to have animal stories.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a bad situation on I-65. The very first bridge as you get on past Cobbsford Road, we have multiple vehicles involved in an accident there. We hear that we do have possibly an overturned vehicle. We have emergency units on the scene. I-65 is a parking lot. Use an alternate route to get into Montgomery. Don't try to take I-65 southbound. That's probably going to be a problem for a while this morning. Once again, I-65 southbound, the very first bridge past Cobbsford Road. We have multiple vehicles in an accident there. The interstate is practically shut down. We're seeing stopped vehicles right now on the cams. Use an alternate route into Montgomery. Around Montgomery, we are just busy at this time. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated all morning long. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services
and
performed by the lawyers.
One other note on the traffic situation. Now one lane of traffic is open. The right-hand lane apparently is open. So there is some movement. However, traffic is now backed up all the way back to Highway 14. So that's pretty far. It's pretty much a mess.
Yeah, and what's interesting is traffic on 85 behind us, where we normally see a pretty smooth, heavy flow, it's wide open.
Wow.
That's why I asked earlier, this is one of those holidays
Tecumseh's birthday.
But apparently, yeah. Batman on laundry day. Steak gets off. Let's see. I'm catching up on all this stuff. I have fallen just a tad behind. Let's get Simba, the Animal Stories elephant. And I'm going to let the song play while I'm looking for whatever the heck it is I'm trying
it's
to
find. It's fine by me, because I love just boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. At 744, Wolfman, call us in. See, even my timing is just...
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Headphones are lost, but your timing is spot on.
Would Chuck E. Cheese count as an animal?
It's a mouse.
Is that not a creature?
I mean, it's a creature, but...
I'm looking for some support here. What do I have to do? Drop an atomic bomb-sized hint?
You've lost your animals?
No, I just wanted to mention that the Chuck E. Cheese Corporation, all 600 Chuck E. Cheeses.
I guess stop the...
That's not very many.
The animatronic band.
When I think about it, 600 across the United States?
Well,
it's not very many.
Like McDonald's in that, you know, you need to strategically place them in high population baby areas.
Where are those?
Well, in Florida, it was always the western.
Is that one on the Southern Bypass still open?
On the Southern Bypass, no. Chuck E. Cheese is now in the mall.
Oh.
Over, I think, on Eastdale.
Oh.
I think that's where Chuck E. Cheese is now.
It got pretty dangerous where it was.
Well, it used to be Showbiz, I think.
Yeah. Chuck E. wouldn't even show up anymore.
No. Shooting in the parking lot.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not what we call Chuck E. Cheese behavior in our book. Here on News Talk.
You can't find any of them, can you?
Well, there's a good reason why I can't find any of the animal stories.
I suck at this job.
Because an animal ate your your prep stuff.
That'll leave my homework. Yeah, all my show prep. I did have one. I mean, I got a story about a parasite, but that's really a stretch, isn't it?
As far as an animal, I mean, it works, but yeah.
Man, that's one in the room. I'll just enjoy the song.
Yeah, just enjoy it.
At least I know where the true baloney game is.
Yeah, keep that handy. Don't be losing that one.
Hey, if it comes up, if I find it. And in memory of the Chuck E. Cheese animatronic band. I think Queen stole this from Chuck E. Cheese. Mm-hmm.
Mobster.
Yeah. You know, when Janelle was little, I earned the respect of so many other parents because I take her there fairly regularly.
Yeah.
Because it's the kind of a thing, it's great because the kids have so much fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, playing in those giant ball pits with all that fecal material.
With all that fecal material.
Haven't they gotten rid of all those at most every place?
I think
now?
They've gotten rid of them, yes. Most
because
of
that.
Play places, they've gotten rid of the ball pits.
All it takes is one kid to, you know.
We didn't have any place like that when I was growing up, a Chuck E. Cheese kind of place.
No, we didn't. We went to McDonald's. You know what we did at McDonald's? We got food.
Yeah.
And then we took it somewhere fun, like right. Watching planes at the airport or home. But I get it.
I remember McDonald's before the dining room. When you go up, there was just a window.
That's true.
Going up there.
That's true. You've heard me tell the hole-in-one story, right?
The hole-in-one story? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
It's tradition when you get a hole-in-one that you treat the other people in your foursome drinks and dinner.
Right.
Well, we were 15 years old. So we went to McDonald's. I got a little extra money from Dad. And I think I ordered 18 cheeseburgers, 4 orders of fries, and 4 drinks. And it wasn't even $4.
What?
That's how long ago that was.
Wow. Burgers were what, 27, 28 cents, something like
maybe
that?
Maybe at your time, yeah. McDonald's, the third McDonald's ever opened on the south side of Chicago. So I remember them as a little kid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much were the burgers in your time?
15.
15 cents, 18, wow.
18 Can you imagine? If you wanted that cheese. Now what are they, a buck? And they seem to have shrunk the patty just a tad. But that's a conspiracy theory. Terry and Adams and I are going to go into that. 65 southbound is a total catastrophe at the moment. One lane open, but all that means is
backed up.
Probably going to have more accidents with people trying to squeeze in. If you find yourself in one of those situations, Montgomery Paint and Body is the place to make sure your car goes too, because after that gut-wrenching crunch, you do the first walk around after you make sure everybody's okay. Call the police. And, wow. And it's almost hard to envision at times. How are they going to fix this? You know, it's going to take some really talented people. Montgomery Paint and Body has those really talented people for you. Not just in experience, but using state-of-the-art tools as well. But with the mandate from Donnie and Brandon Turner to overlook and skip no part of the step. That is a business founded on ethics as much as anything else. So nobody wants you to be in a wreck. But if you're in one, at the end of all the paperwork and all the other grief and hassle with insurance adjusters and so forth, just tell them you want your car repaired by Montgomery Paint and Body, because here they are the best. 27 Wreck with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Here is yet another brand new update from downstairs on the traffic on 65 southbound out of Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a real mess up in Prattville. I-65 southbound, the first bridge as you head out of Prattville past Cobbs Ford Road. We have multiple vehicles involved in an accident. One overturned vehicle. They are moving traffic around this on the right-hand lane. but it is backed up on I-65 all the way up over the top of the hill. It's backing up towards Highway 14. Cobbs Ford Road is got a lot of congestion on it. People trying to decide what to do. I think a lot of people are jetting on over for the toll bridge. You might want to avoid this area if at all possible. It is going to be a minute before they get this one straightened out. And with all the backup, it's going to take a while to get that congestion out of the way. If you are in traffic and you're stuck there, you're just going to have to be patient. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated, all right? When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
7:52.
I need to figure out how to fit my family into one room.
It'll be tight.
The seating's important so this doesn't turn into a family feud.
That won't be right.
So why did I agree to this? I need help lifting the shopping list. I need to buy the stuff for stuffing you too.
Traffic on 65. I hope that might lighten up the mood. Did it?
No.
Okay. Well, we tried.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news. There's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh. Isn't this good?
Oh, man.
We've all heard the term putting on a game face, haven't we?
Sure.
You guys?
Yep.
All right. Next time you have a big presentation or a meeting at work, I should send this to Janelle. She's attending a conference in Orlando today. She's a big shot. Spend a few minutes in the bathroom beforehand yelling, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose in the mirror.
Why would you yell that?
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose in the mirror, and then walk out of there looking as determined as you can. According to a study out of Tennessee, let's play the Tennessee fight song. Yeah, this is like Tusk. I could play this too and I'd get tired of it. This study out of the University of Tennessee says when you put on a game face, it can actually help you perform better.
Right.
The researchers said, quote, game face may not only improve performance on cognitive tasks, not tusks, but tasks.
Not tusks.
Could also lead to a better recovery from stress. What does all that mean?
I don't know.
You'll be sharper in your meeting, and if someone throws out something unexpected, you'll be able to handle it better. So once again, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
And a hillbilly song. That's Foggy Mountain Breakdown. That's this.
I would give anything to be able to play the banjo. I got one when I was in my 20s.
It's a pretty cool instrument.
And you never learned how to play it?
No, I found a guy that did banjo lessons. So I went down to 67th Street in Chicago and went to the music store where they gave lessons. And 45 minutes later, he said, you should probably consider a different instrument.
Like a ukulele, right?
An accordion.
Any lead guitarist or any lead banjo player or whatever, I mean, you have to make so many moves so fast. And my problem with the guitar and the banjo was the same thing. I have very thick fingers. So it was very tough for me to learn how to hold down one string instead of catching two at the same time. But I did some really nice flat music.
Did banjos ever go electric, I wonder?
I think they have.
Did they?
There's got to be an electric banjo. If they can make a guitar electric, why not a banjo?
I mean, it's amplified, but...
Mike, you know who would know that? Mike Bird, the Birdman of Tallahassee, would know that. Maybe he'll send me a message. I was at Food Outlet yesterday, And starting to lay in the supplies for Thanksgiving, starting to, you know, think ahead, because we're doing it at our house this year. And so, cream and mushroom soup, the whole green beans, you know,
all the green beans, casserole.
The onions you scrunch up to put on the top.
Oh, yeah.
The cornier, the better, in my opinion. You'll be able to buy everything you need for Thanksgiving, including a great turkey or a turkey breast at Food Outlet at cost plus 10%. The meat department, you save in every department. But the meat department, if you pay attention to what you pay at the chains, yesterday somebody said they stopped at one of the chain stores. What was it they got? 2 for $6. It was sausage, a tube of sausage.
Right.
And said it was a great deal, 2 for $6. I said, it's $2.98 each at Food Outlet every week, and they have one brand that's a lot less than that. Depends on the brand you want. This is what I'm saying. They, 2 for $6, oh, I'll get 2 then. Well, actually, what you're doing is you're spending, you're not saving a penny. A buy one, get one free here, they better be big ones, because otherwise you're paying retail at your chain grocery store. It's that simple. So try Food Outlet. I run into more and more listeners there every week, which is great. On Coliseum Boulevard and Montgomery, Food Outlet on Main Street in the Preferred Community on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Redheaded Savage.
Yes, electric banjos exist, and I believe it was Porter Wagner's banjo player on the show that I always fooled around with one.
Wow.
You fooled around with?
Yeah, he fooled around with his banjo. All banjo players do that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, thank you. I learned a lot about the banjo in that that series from PBS on country music.
Too. I learned a lot about fooling around. We will have the latest on that traffic disaster on 65 southbound out of Prattville right after Fox News, which is just a couple of minutes away.
Hi. I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and design.